On CFM, Lee and Jess for breakfast. So I went along to the Devonport Regional Gallery on Friday night, Jess, for the winner announcement of Title 20.
Okay, this is always such an anticipated event in Devonport.
To tell us more from Devonport Regional Gallery is Jeff Dobson. Good morning.
Good morning, Lee and Jess. How are you?
Good.
Well, thank you. Title 20, the City of Devonport Tasmanian Art Award, $15,000 award, mind you. Not bad. Going to a Tasmanian artist.
That's right. This year we narrowed the scope of Title. Previously, it's been an award open to artists living throughout Australia, a national award. This year, we made the award open to Tasmanian artists only, and this is a focus we're going to have heading into the future, because the Devonport Regional Gallery, as many people would know, has a focus on collecting contemporary Tasmanian art. So having our major acquisitive prize, we thought we should align with our acquisition policy to help us build that wonderful collection of contemporary Tasmanian art.
The exhibition opened on Friday night, and there are some stunning displays to be seen in this year's Title 20.
Absolutely. We had 162 people enter the award, and of course our gallery isn't massive, so we narrowed the finalist exhibition down to 40 artists, and it fills two of our gallery spaces, two of our three gallery spaces in the new Parinapple Arts Centre. And it does. It looks absolutely fantastic as you wander the spaces. There's some really large-scale works, which people would be perhaps familiar with walking into an art gallery, a normal, large canvas on the wall that's been painted and depicting a seaside or a tidal scene that someone can relate to. But then there's some other work in the exhibition which is really quite intricate and small, and work that you have to get up to and spend some time with. So there's a whole breadth of work in there for people to come in and enjoy.
First year open to 3D arts, is that right?
Correct, yes. So the first time that we've opened up to 3D art or artists working in 3D as well, which means it could have been an installation, so someone could have come and asked to have something laid out on the floor or constructed in the space. Traditional sculpture, so someone who's carved something out of clay or ceramic, but also there's been some 3D work that hangs on the wall as well. There's some found objects and different things that's been assembled for a wall piece as well. So it's added a little bit of something else, something different to the exhibition, a bit of contrast in there as opposed to having 2D work hanging on the wall all throughout the gallery. It's really nice to have a couple of plinths throughout the place with objects that people can walk all around, and you see people going in there and kneeling down and trying to look under things, and I suspect everyone goes in there and tries and works out how things have been made, but it just gives another element to the exhibition.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that in mind, tell us more about the winner.
Yeah, absolutely. An artist by the name of Janine Coombs won our $15,000 acquisitive award this year, and I suppose the best way to describe Janine, she's a jeweller, she's a metalsmith, and what she made was 9 quite intricate kelp leaves, and she tells the story that she remembers as a child swimming in the oceans and diving down amongst the kelp forests. And of course we know that some of those kelp forests, some of those kelp species are endangered and becoming extinct. These little leaves that she's made are reminiscent of the dying kelp leaves that have washed up on the beach. So she's reconstructed a kelp leaf out of sterling silver, and if you can think that when you see those piles of kelp and those kelp leaves on the beach, they have that little air sac, that little pod on the bottom of the leaf, and you often think that you get there and you squeeze them and pop them and so forth.
Well,
and each one of these metal leaves has a little sterling silver pod cast on the bottom of them, so finely cast on the bottom of them. And beyond that, each of the leaves are unique. They're not the same shape. They all have their own twist and flow. And you get up close to them, and then you can see that each one of those leaves has been individually etched. And it's not an etching that you would think would be representative of what that leaf would look like, but it's actually, for me, when I look at it, it's like being drawn into a whole kelp forest on each one of those leaves. And you find yourself standing there, getting closer and closer and closer to you, just inches away from these works, staring into the imagery that's been carved or etched onto each one of these leaves. And absolutely fantastic. Each one of them are unique and different. But beyond that, sorry, I'm going on and on and on. Beyond that, each one of these leaves is a mourning brooch, and there's a traditional mourning brooch of a similar style that people would wear when they're in mourning. So each one of these nine leaves can actually be worn as a piece of jewellery, as a mourning brooch for the death of the kelp. So it's quite a fascinating story when you look into it, and seeing that the exhibition relies on the theme of tide and tidal, the judges thought that this work was absolutely stunning and you know, quite connected and really answered that theme of tidal to support our collection.
Right, yeah. And did you get in touch with Janine? I'm sure she would have been a humble winner because she wasn't actually able to make it on the night.
Yes, Janine was bushwalking, and in the you'll have to excuse me ignorance, the Malaluka track, the Southern Cape track, and her husband saw the news Saturday morning, and he rang the gallery and he said I'm going to walk in from my end, and I'll meet her halfway tomorrow to tell her the news. So hopefully her husband managed to track in on Sunday morning and meet her on the track to tell her the good news.
That is such a cool story.
Okay, Tidal 20 is on display and open right now. How long for, Jeff, so people don't miss out?
Look, it is, it's on to the end of January, 30th of January. And look, what I want to say is there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of work to come and see, and there's a People Choice Award. So do come in. Do come into the gallery. Have a good look around. Pick your favourite work. Submit your People's Choice Award. They will win $1,000 courtesy of one agency, Collins Real Estate, which is absolutely fantastic that they've been sponsoring the People's Choice Award since 2012. Come on in. Vote for your People's Choice Award. Vote for your favourite. And recognise that artist's great work as well. And you've got till the end of January to do so.
Good on you, Jeff, from the Devonport Regional Gallery. Cheers for your time.
Thank you.